Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The way we played and the way we defended VRL, the way we attacked VRL was key. You have to score goals, it's clear. It's in football, it's the same. I liked the first half already, to be honest. It was clear we had to keep going. What I like most about Villarreal is really that they, even when they're under pressure, and there's one moment where they can get out of the pressure, they're immediately a threat, immediately passes in the center, where with all we had to put a lot of players obviously on the wing to try to win the ball. When you don't win the ball there, then obviously all of a sudden you are in between everything. Well, we did that most of the time really well. So, 2-0, half time, not more, not less.
You've said to us many times before, 2-0 at half time can be a dangerous score. It
is.
So, how much work do you feel is still left in the tank?
Well, the full work is to do. There's nothing happened yet. That's how it is. For me, it's the best example. You play a game and it's 2-0 at half time. You have to be completely on alert. You have to be 100% in the right mood. You have to play the second half like you play the first half. There's nothing to defend. If you do that, you get immediately all the advantages you might have had before away. We know we go there and will be a tricky atmosphere for us. Obviously difficult, different to tonight. These players who saw that tonight, this coach, they fight for it with all they have. What I like that everybody could see, we fight with it with all we have, and it's always the same. If they beat us with a result, but give them to the brings them to the final, then they deserve it. And if not, then we deserve it. That's how the competition is. We played a really good game, and now in 5 days we play again, and we have to make sure that we are ready. Yeah.
Great, superb, David. I think from the Guardian. First of all, I'm sorry. I thought you would get chattering. Anyone else from the Dominic, next.
How much can you use Roma as an influence, or you're so much more knowledgeable and you've had so much more experience since then?
No. Roma.
You had a commanding lead that time. And
yeah. If we wouldn't have conceded, that would have been cruel. But so nothing. We didn't go to Rome and think we are through. We knew that the round before, even it's now years ago, the round before, I think, was the round before, whenever they gave Barcelona a proper knock with a similar scoreline. So we didn't think, but in the game, obviously, we were running up, I think.
What I mean is the players who were involved, that
might have a lot more smart. No, it's not hard. I didn't think for a second about Rome, to be honest. This team, it's a different team. We are different. And now we are turning up. That's all. It's better than before the game. Fine. But we know we are not through. So no problem. Let's keep going.
Superb. Sorry, gentlemen in front of Dave, first of all, in the front row. And then we go to Dave Maddock from the Mirror. Yes. Thank you.
Sadio Mane scored a very nice and important game. Are you going to find it unfair if he doesn't get the Ballon d'Or?
Wow. He plays an outstanding season. Sadio is an outstanding player. I have nothing to do with the Ballon d'Or nomination and all these kind of things. I don't understand it really 100%. He's world class and played, again, a really good game for us. But I have no idea. I don't know exactly how you come with that question. Now the season's not even over. Historically, we have to win something to win the Ballon d'Or. I think most of the time, boss like this, if you're not Messi or Ronaldo, you have to win probably the Champions League, which we didn't do yet. So give us a few more weeks and then we will see where we end up. And then Sadio wants to contribute, Sadio wants to help the team, and that's what I love most about it.
And Naby Keita, do you think that he's having his best season here at Liverpool?
He has his best season because he's for the longest period fit. That's good for us, that's good for him, that's good for Guinea. Yes, he's an outstanding player. That was always clear. He played for us even in other seasons where he was not that consistently fit. He played incredible games. If you go back and look out, watch our big games, you will realize how often Naby was on the pitch in these games. So, very good, very good moment for him.
Superb. Dave Maddock from the Mirror, and then I'll keep it on.
It was a really controlled performance, and a mature performance. And I imagine that must please you, because that's what you would have heard. And they could easily have maybe just got a bit overexcited when they didn't score in the first half. But it was so measured, and I think that shows the maturity.
Yeah, that's maturity. I think is part of quality. To be honest, I think we should be like this. So we spoke in half time. I thought that we looked in the first half really fresh, really had good legs in the first half. So and now when you think it's intense for us to play the way we play, but it's intense for the opponent to defend us in that way then as well. So for us was the challenge. I think how it is for all human beings. You try and you fail. And at one point you think, come on. It's not my day anymore, and we really had to stay positive in these moments and really try and fail, but keep trying in the same mindset, and that's what we did. The goals we scored were outstanding. Loved them. Loved as well a goal which didn't count. Trent's cross, Robbo's finish, unfortunately, but didn't count, but it was offside, I think. So, how's that? All good so far. You have to travel to Villarreal. We will travel to Villarreal, and then we try to make qualify for the final. But again, if we will not be good enough there, then Villarreal goes to the final, and that's fine as well, because I think in sport should be like this. But we will see.
Okay, Miguel, and then the gentleman over there on the left. Miguel, at the front.
When you're in a situation like that, where you're considered a superior team, do you prefer games where you're up against a side that kind of is much more defensive? Or say some of the more chaotic semi-finals that have become famous, where it's more end-to-end.
Never thought about that, because you cannot. It's not. I don't. Never saw a wish list for these kind of things. So you can choose which team you want to face. We got Villarreal. I couldn't respect more what they do. The way they're organized, honestly, it was kind of a lesson for me again. When I did the analyze, you think, oh, wow. That's really, really cool and really good. And again, tonight as well. But then we should not forget we are good as well. And that's what we have to. Then so it's like a fight, a duel on a really high level. Who can push it through a little bit more? And next game, will be different, of course, because it's at Villarreal, different atmosphere, obviously. And then we have to deal with the 2-0 lead as well. Best way, you just ignore it and you go from a 0-0 and try to win the game there. But until then, we have 5 days' time and another game in between. So, cannot have no idea now what we will do then. But I have no wish list for which kind of opponents I want, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this the last question, unless there's anything pressing, gentlemen, on the left-hand side.
Another question on Sadio. You kind of gravitated into more centre-forward.
Role since the turn of the year. What is it that he brings to that position that others don't, and why him out of that three as the centre forward?
Why him? I think
that's obvious. Because he's doing really well. If it's not obvious, then we have a problem. Because I think you like him playing there.
Yeah,
good. That's good. I like it as well. He can play left and he can play central, both on both positions. World class. He started for us here. At Liverpool on the right wing. The elder ones in the room will remember his goal at Arsenal, which maybe was his first goal when he cut inside and fired a ball with the left foot in the far corner. Absolutely outstanding. Love it. In a moment, it's just for us. It's a good, this is a good alternative, but it's exactly, I love I love Diogo in the center, I love Bobby in the center, and then Sadio on the left. We should not be that fixed. We have a look, and there are different ways that Sadio plays. So sometimes we want him to drop slightly more. Today we wanted him to be more stay between the center halves, keep them away, and offer the runs behind. All no secrets, because if you watch it back, you will see it anyway. Because he has the skill set for it. That's the reason why he plays that.
Okay, terrific. No more? Thank you, guys.
How was that tonight, and how key was patience this evening?
Yeah, then we have been ourselves. We have to recognize that we are playing a semi-final Champions League against a tough team like Villarreal. We have to have this patience, as you say, but at the end, to be ourselves, that's the key.
Another Man of the Match award for yourself as well. How much are you enjoying your football, your own form at the moment?
I really enjoy team performance. For me, it's the best thing, because at the end we put our level, we want to put the level highest possible, and we deliver today for sure.
At 2-0 though, how much work is still left in this tie, do you feel?
Now it's, as I say, it will be hard there, but I know the stadium I know this stadium before, because of the time that I played out in Barcelona. But at the end, we don't have time now to think about the game there. We have to think about our game on the weekend, so that's all for us.
Is this the most you've enjoyed your football, certainly the team ethic that you have here as well?
I think I enjoyed every period of my career. For sure, I enjoy my time in Barcelona, my time at Bayern, but for sure I'm enjoying 100% here.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Yeah. Diego, for games like that as a midfielder, do you prefer when you've got that much space against a team putting 7 to 10 in front of the box, or matches like say, last night that are more end-to-end?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, at the end, we have to be prepared for all kind of tactics that the team can make. We have that amount of players, great players, to suit in every kind of play that we have to do. So we are comfortable anyway.
Okay, we'll take last two. Dom.
Thiago, can you just give us an insight into the patience the team showed tonight? It could have been very easy to lose your head or get frustrated when they were played very low, but you kept pulling them into places that they didn't want to go, and you got the rewards in the second half.
Well, it's not just about patience. At the end, we are trying to figure out where are the gaps. We tried the first half as well. We have created a lot of chances, created a lot of opportunities, and just in the second half it came. So we create the chances that we want to create. So we're fine with that.
Okay, Dave, last question.
So, this team seems to have actually gone up a level. Particularly in terms of maturity, even on the side that won title.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is that evident to you? And are you part of that process, that maturity,
are they
sort of growing in knowledge and experience?
For sure. A lot of years that the team is playing together, with those new players coming the last year and a half, 2 years into the team. But at the end, we have this kind of mixture between experienced players, young players that we match this hunger that we have, and we create this amazing ambience that we have each other.
Lovely. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.